You had your season, as you mentioned, ended prematurely last year. You had an excellent team that was really playing well. You were 25 and 3, playing great, and then the season ended because of COVID. How difficult was that for you, the kids in your program? What were those conversations like?
It was very difficult. I mean, it's more difficult for the kids. I mean, you know, we're adults, and we, you know, we get to come back and coach this year. I had four seniors who started the year before in the state final, and you know, they wanted a chance of redemption, and we as a program liked our chances of, you know, getting back there. And they're never going to know. I mean, and, you know, we had seven seniors total, and they were all great kids, and for the rest of their lives, you're just never going to know whether it was possible or not. One of the hardest things, was that we just didn't know. I mean, when we stopped, we thought it was going to be for 2 weeks. So, and then it was going to be, you know, maybe sometime in April, May. And you're encouraging kids to work out on their own if they can, or, you know, to go outside or whatever you can do to try to keep them engaged. Because it just felt like we kept kicking the can down the road. And then, you know, eventually in May, they called it off. And you just feel for the kids because they're never going to get that opportunity back.
Bishop Guilfoyle boys basketball coach Chris Drenning, how confident are you looking back on it? I'm sure you maybe did the research on who else was alive in the state playoffs. Do you feel relatively confident you could have won the state title?
You know, that's difficult to say. We were going to play Stowe Rocks next. We had beaten them by, I think, 34 or something like that the year before in the playoffs. You know, we felt good about that game. And then, you know, we were probably going to play Our Lady of Sacred Heart again. I mean, we had we played them and, you know, it beat them in the Western Final 2 years ago. And I mean, one of the great games you ever see. They come down to a, you know, they missed at the buzzer and we won by two. You know, I mean, or no, excuse me, one by one. But I mean, you know, and they had two very, very good players. But you know, we felt like with our lineup and the way we could distribute the points and stuff like that, we were going to be very tough to beat.
And you mentioned, you had a good comment, you said, for the rest of their lives, they're never going to know. Have you talked?
I had people come up to me and say, hey, well, at least you won your last game, and stuff like that. I said, look, I'd have rather lost by 50. At least we'd know. You know, and I mean, that's hard. Maybe that's a hard concept for some people to grasp. But that, and that's the hardest part for the kids is, you know, they're going to be saying, you know, at 10-year reunions, 20-year reunions, what if? You know, and they're just, I mean, they're just never, they put – And you know, they're playing in college, and but that's a different thing. It's just, it's not the same with the people you grew up with and stuff, and you put all the time and effort into it, and then to have it taken away from you with, you know, by something out of your control, if it's an injury or something, you know, that's part of the game. But you know, nobody ever told these guys that COVID was going to be part of the game.
And look, relationships don't end when the games end. I'm sure you've been contact with these young men over the months since then. What have those conversations been like? Have they expressed to you, darn man, I wish we could have played? Is it sadness? Is it frustration? Is it anger? Is it was there a period of anger and denial, but then turned into acceptance? Just what has it been like?
Well, I think, you know, with that group, it's, you know, I don't know that acceptance is going to come anytime relatively soon. They're just frustrated. I mean, I talked to Mike and Kyle here within the past week, and I mean, and you know, you text guys and just make sure that everything's okay and they're healthy and their families are healthy and stuff like that. And it's always the same thing. It's just, you know, they're just frustrated that they, you know, didn't get the chance to fulfill the dream that they, you know, put all the work into.
All right,